Getting started in V'yam Darkecha, the classic book of Avodat Hashem, the chapter on Simcha, page Kuf Mem Hey. Simcha. Why is Simcha so important? Is there a mitzvah to be b'simcha? Separate from the times that you're doing Avodat Hashem? How can you get to true Simcha? How do you get over sadness? What do you do when you feel that, you know, you can't feel this connection to Avodat Hashem, and that causes you depression, that causes you sadness? This is a fundamental chapter with three exclamation points. The reason I wanted to know it tonight is because, like Brother Yechezkel said, a lot of people are stuck in Tisha B'Av. They haven't been able to get out of Tisha B'Av, right? And this morning I gave a shiur in the Al Sheikh Academy on what is tshuva. And it says there that the natural outcome of tshuva is simcha. Once you do the short process of charata, of regret, of confession, of vidui, and kabbalah latid, and to take upon yourself to not do the same mistake in the future, the immediate switch that needs to go on in your head is, now I am back close to Hashem. I've done what halachically I'm commanded to do when I'm commanded to do the mitzvah of tshuva, like the Rambam laid out. And now my job is to be b'simcha, because I am back with Hashem. That is the natural state, right? So we're going to define b'zat Hashem. What is simcha? Maya simcha, achiyuv lismach. What is the obligation to be in joy, to be happy, to be b'simcha? It's been known what's written in the holy books, right? The holy books is always the hint when you don't want to say the source or when you don't know the source. But here we know the source, it's just that maybe you don't want to say it. And we have permission in this case. Mitzvah gedola liyot besimcha tamid. Right? In the holy books, it says, mitzvah gedola liyot besimcha tamid. It is a mitzvah, it's a commandment, one way to read it. Or it is a connection point to Hashem, another way to read it. To constantly be in a state of happiness. And we have to contemplate, what is this mitzvah? Why is this not mentioned in the Holy Torah? Why is this not one of the mitzvahs of the Torah? This answer of Chaim Vital wrote in his book Sharei Kiddusha, and this is what he says: Ena midot miklal tariyag mitzvot, omnam hen achanot ikariot el tariyag mitzvot. Rav Chaim Vital Marchu says that Simcha is not one of the 613 mitzvahs, technically. Or the midot in general, your character traits in general are not part of the 613, right? But they are the preparation, the main preparation that you have towards the 613 mitzvah. Meaning, being a good person is not technically a mitzvah, but if you're not a good person, then you haven't really prepared towards keeping any mitzvah, right? And being happy and not being angry and all those things, you're not commanded on these things, but you need them in order to do any of the mitzvah. Yan ki ein koach benefesh asichlit lekayem et hamitzvot al yedei haguf. Pay attention that there's no power in the nefesh sichlit to do the mitzvot by way of the body. Ela beemtzut hanefesh hayesodit hamechuberet al haguf. The only way that your spiritual soul can do any mitzvah in the body, while it's in the body, is together with the fundamental soul of the body. Va'midot mutba'ot benefesh hayesodit, and the midot are in this animal side, right? You have your godly soul and your animal soul. The godly soul can't do anything without having a connection to the animal soul. And all of your midot, all of your character traits, are rooted in this animal soul. Therefore, the idea of midot ra'ot, bad midot, kashim min ha'averot atzman me'od me'od. It's, Rav Chaim Vital says, having bad midot, having a negative character trait, it's sometimes even harder than more severe than doing a sin. And understand this very well. Since they are essential parts of our service of Hashem, and they are fundamental in our service of Hashem. I just want to be able to see. Sorry. Understand this right, because they're essential parts of the service of Hashem. They weren't listed in the 613 mitzvot that are dependent on the godly soul. But you have to be very careful about bad midot. More than worrying about doing mitzvot or not doing mitzvot. Meaning doing mitzvot or doing sins. If you have good midot, easily you're going to do all the mitzvot. If you have good midot, you're going to easily do all the mitzvot. Right? If you have bad midot, more likely you're going to do more sins. Right? So working on yourself internally is sometimes even more important than paying attention to trying to do all 613. First, try to be a good person. Right? There's crazy things that are written. I'm not going to go into the depth of it, but he says in one place, Rav Chaim Vital, that if a person's not working on themselves, it's better that they don't put on tefillin, that they don't try to do mitzvah. Why? Because it's not that. Obviously, it's like guzma in a way, right? He's like exaggerating in a way. But if you're not working on the main thing, then what is it going to help you to do? To do a mitzvah, to put on tefillin. What is that going to help you if you have anger and you're full with avodah zarah? Anger is avodah zarah, right? So like,
you gotta start somewhere.
Bevadai, exactly. That's why we have to be careful with what we're saying, right? Obviously, Rav Chaim Vital knows, and right, the way of the Arizal was that all of the Kabbalah and everything that is done is expressed by way of halacha and by way of the mitzvah, right? But he's going to show how important this idea is. V'arba yesodotem. There's four elements: esh, mayim, ruach, afar, fire, water, air and the earth. Depression comes from earth and all of its fine details. The opposite of depression is constant, frequent happiness in your portion. Everything that happens from Hashem, it's all for the good. This explains why the simcha is such a big mitzvah. Because it's the root of all of the mitzvot, all of them as a whole. It's also known what the Chida said in about the Arizal as well, that all of the levels that they got to is only by way of their simcha. At the opening of the Arizal's book, the introduction, he talks about simcha more than anything else. Right? Because that is it. That is everything. It's not a mitzvah, but it's what connects everything. What is our happiness? Our happiness is in Hashem. V'hine agdarat mahuta shel ha-simcha hi. What is the essence of simcha? Agashat shlemut. This feeling of wholesomeness.
Where did we originally learn about midot? Like, in the Torah it says...
Sefer Bereshit. That's what they call Sefer Midot. Sefer Bereshit. The book of Bereshit, where it doesn't have any mitzvot, but we're just learning about the avot and how they acted and everything. That's where they say... Oh, there's other opinions that it's before the Torah. It's not there. It's not,
wait, know? Where did it say they were happy?
Oh, was not in Bereshit.
What do you say? Of course.
Where did it say that they were happy?
Huh?
Say, let's say happiness is the most important, right?
Uh-huh.
Where did it say they were happy? Like, where is it brought? Like,
no, we have to be b'simcha.
Not we have to be. Just like learning about it. You're saying it's in Bereshit, but where, like. Does it say Avram Avinu
learning
was happy?
Avram Avinu never complained once about any nisayon. He never had it. He never was down. He never asked any questions. He never. It was just complete. Yes, yes, yes. Naturally, in your state, if you're connected to Hashem, the natural outcome is that you should be besimcha, right? We see anytime Am Yisrael was connected to Hashem in a good way, there was vahaya, vahaya, vahaya. Right? Anytime we see vahaya in the Torah is a good thing. We see vahiyu is a sad thing, right? So I don't know to tell you exactly, but we know there is this idea that Sefer Bereshit is in the book of Midot. Says in the Holy Book. Right? So what is our happiness? Our happiness is in Hashem. Agdarat ma'utah shel simcha hi argashat shlemut, this feeling of wholesomeness, like the Maharal says, v'hineh ba'olam hazeh ein shlemut. In this world, there is no completion. There is no perfection. Lo beruchaniut, v'badai lo begashmiut. Not in spirituality, you're not going to reach perfection. And not in physicality, for sure not. V'zo be'emet ha'siba sh'arbe anashim einam margishim simcha tmidi. This is the reason that a lot of people don't feel consistent happiness. And there's those that are really found in depression. What's the reason? Because they feel this lack of perfection. They I don't feel whole. I don't feel like I'm good. And me'ata yesh litbonen. From now we have to contemplate. Ech yuchal adam shein lo shlemud lagi simcha. How would a person that doesn't have perfection, how could he ever get to simcha? Which the idea is feeling whole, feeling perfection. How is that, if you're not expecting me to get to perfection, how would I ever feel perfection? The answer is, shomnam adam mitzad atzmo kshu levado ein lo shlemut. A person by himself, alone, as a single entity, has no such thing as perfection. אבל יש בעולם שלמות אמיתית, but in the world there's true perfection. אחד ויחידה, only one. One single true perfection, and that is Hashem Yitbarach. God bless be here. ואדם יכול להרגיש שלמות ושמחה על ידי שיתחבר אליו יתברך וישמח בו. How can you feel and taste a little bit of perfection and happiness by having a connection to Hashem and being happy in the fact that you have a connection to Hashem? וזו עיקר מצוות השמחה. This is the main mitzvah of simcha. לשמח בהשם יתברך. To be happy with Hashem. Like it's written, ישמח ישראל בעושיו. Israel should be happy with their maker. Tagel nafshi be'elokai. Right? My soul will be happy in my God. V'ayinu leikanes le'simcha al she'yesh lanu et Hashem Yitbarach. Go into happiness just in the fact that you have Hashem. Yismoch al kach she'Hashem Yitbarach tamid imanu. Be happy with the fact that Hashem is constantly with us in any situation, any place, and contemplate and feel how Hashem Yitbarach is all that there is. She'en od mitvado, there's nothing besides Him. Everything's in His hand. He's with us at all times. He's taking care of us, guarding over us, and He's doing with us only good. He gives you everything you need. And by way of this, you're going to feel completion. You're going to feel like your life is whole. Because you know Hashem is perfect, He's only doing good, and He's giving you everything you need. Chaim to that. And this brings immense tranquility. And brings pure, true simcha, and shalva pnimit, internal tranquility. Because by way of emunah and bitachon, that everything that Hashem does is completely for good. And that Hashem itbarach, yechol la'ashlim v'letet hakol, He can complete everything and He can give everything. A person can really be happy by way of that. And this is the only way to get to true happiness. V'smoach b'mitziyut Hashem itbarach u'v'kirveh alav. To be happy with the reality of Hashem and the fact that I'm close to Him. And any time the Yetzer Hara comes and tries to tell a person, you should be depressed, you should be down, צריך להיכנס מיד לאמונה ושמחה. Straight away you go into happiness, you go into אמונה, וישנן לעצמו, and repeat to yourself, Hashem is with me at all times. And if I have Hashem, I have everything. And I'm not lacking even one thing. Because Hashem is everything, and everything is dependent on Hashem. And then it's clearly understood that simcha is not some additional bonus level. It's not some extra thing. Elehi mora kama yesh l'adam emuna. Simcha, your state of mind, are you happy or not, is the sign of if you have emuna or not. Or where your emuna is holding. Right? Mochicha kama adam ma'amin b'yichud Hashem Yitbarach. The proof of how much you believe in the unity of Hashem, that He's in the good and He's in the bad, or whatever appears bad to you, right? That is how much you hold on to your happiness. How much you live out and with Hashem. Then you're going to be happy in Hashem, and you're going to be also okay with anything that happens to you. Anything you go through in life, you're going to be alright with it, because you know that Hashem only does good, and He's perfect, and He's, when I'm connected to Him, everything's fine and dandy. So that guy that annoyed me today, that was him. It's all fine and good. That was for me. It was a benefit. Simcha is the root of all success, and depression is the opening to all failures. So the more a person goes, to the extent that a person works on their emunah and their simcha, and they enter this mindset, simcha b'Hashem Yitbarach, happiness with Hashem, so too you receive the power of Kedusha. It's funny because we're deciding today whether to learn about Kedusha or learn about Simcha. And here you see. If you have Simcha in Hashem, you have Kedusha. Ki ha-shechina eina shora ela b'makom simcha. The Shechina only dwells in a place of happiness. And in lumata, against that, ha-tzvut hi shoresh l'chol ha-avonot. Depression is the root of all sins. God forbid. And it causes all of the down, all the falls, all the hardships of men. The klipa gmura. Depression is a complete klipa, complete negative evil energy. The goremet shichichat Torah. It causes a forgetfulness of the Torah. Vavoda and the mitzvot, and from doing mitzvot. The gam goremet shiavu al adam dinim. Rachman al itzan. Depression causes more din, more hardship to come down on a person. Ki kasher yetzara mepilat yehudi la'atzvut. When the yetzara pushes a Jew down to depression, and causes him to think that he's not good and he's not worth anything, and tries to make him forget how important it is, how important he is, and how special he is, Shu ben ha-melech, that he's the son of a king, this causes a person to have yeush from their avodat Hashem. So a person feels as if he has to seek out life force and vitality in the dumps of lusts, in the nasty things of this world. You don't feel it from Hashem. You don't have a connection. You feel distant from Hashem. You feel like you fall and you're not worth it. You can't get it from Hashem, so you go to seek it out in other places. Right? Like Avshi brought on the Ilula of the Arizal, he brought a teaching from the Arizal that all the curses in the Torah that because a person didn't serve Hashem in Simcha. Tachat. It says Tachat there. Instead of the Simcha and Hashem, meaning Tachat means like instead of, right? You didn't serve Hashem in Simcha. You had the Simcha somewhere else. The Tachat shows that you did express Simcha in other things when you went to the game, when you went on that trip, right? When you went to the party, you had Simcha there. When there was a meal all of a sudden, there was a bunch of food and everything, the barbecue, you had Simcha there. Why didn't you have Simcha when you went to go and put on tefillin? That's where all the curses come from. Not because you didn't have Simcha, because you expressed your Simcha in things that were not mitzvot of Hashem.
What do you mean you expressed? If something makes you happy, it makes you happy. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Nachon, but why aren't you...
A good steak
no,
makes
that's
everyone
not true.
Happy.
That's not true.
You know someone that's not happy.
It's not true. Because you know what a steak is for your body, so you get happy when you see
I know
a good
what
steak.
It is.
But
just
if you were to
good.
Know...
Clip us.
If you were to know what a... If you were to know what a tefillin is, an achat tefillin, you would be dancing around the room.
But I don't know what it is. I taste a good taste when I eat a steak. I don't feel a good feeling when I put on tefillin.
That's
I'm
because
told
you don't
you
know.
You should feel good.
Because you need to learn about it. It only comes because you didn't learn about it.
It's not a personal thing. But a steak tastes good to everyone. You put a steak
but you
in
experience
your mouth,
that.
You experience a good feeling.
Nachon, if you were to learn more about tefillin, when you would put on tefillin and understand the Kabbalah and the depth behind it, you would feel a much higher feeling.
So there's a difference. Over here, you just naturally get happy. And
Nachon, but what's there to naturally express simcha because you had a good taste in your mouth? You get me? Think of it.
It feels good naturally.
Nachon, but who's to say that is worth the simcha to be expressed, right? I'm not talking about the natural exact. To enjoy your food, you're meant to enjoy your food no matter what, right? But I'm saying, oh, you eat lavta, you got excited that there was this food. Did you get excited to put on tefillin to connect to Hashem? You know that tefillin is connection to Hashem. You know that much, right?
Okay.
So why are you not happy with it?
I mean, technically,
that's the thing. That's the thing that we're talking about, right? It's not, I don't want to get into it too much, but this is the Indian. Like, you have to invest in being the simcha. How do you do that? Either emunah, which means
exactly
it's above my knowledge.
That's exactly what I'm asking. You have to...
When to go learn about the mitzvah.
No, but when it comes to the steak, you don't need to learn. Just taste it and taste good.
Bidyuk, so if you go and you express simcha, it's such a low thing.
You don't express it. It just happens. You feel happy.
But, exactly. But that is an expression. That is an outward expression, right?
In layman's terms, what he's saying is that here you know that you have simcha, whereas with tefillin,
and we're not animals. We're not animals.
We're
not animals. Guys, stop. I don't want to get stuck on this much. We're not animals. We feel happiness when we eat meat, right? We should be doing that as well when we put on tefillin. If you're not doing that, then you need to learn about it. Kipshuto. That's it. It's just, we're not meant to just go off what we feel. We have to download mochin. Mochin is intellectual. That is understanding what are we doing, and that would lead to more simcha. Like emunah. If you believe Hashem is with you at all times, you're telling yourself, Hashem is with me at all times, no matter what, I'm worth it, I have a connection to Him. That is an intellectual thing that you have to tell yourself, and then you'll come into simcha, when you're not feeling it. The steak is automatic, for sure. The wine, the arak, it's all automatic. That's behema. That's no one's expecting more than that, right? Here, we're taking it higher. You have to express simcha when you put on tefillin. You are meant to be besimcha when you are connected to Hashem. If you're not doing that, then now there's work to do. That's why we're learning, right? But of course you're going to feel it by the steak easily. So,
Asher
ha-yetzer hara mepil et ha-yehudi la'atzvut, gorom lo lachshov lo tov, we did that. V'lachen ha-simcha hi mamash mi-yosodot ha-avodah. Therefore, simcha is mamash from the foundational parts of our service of Hashem. V'mitzvah gedola. It's a big, great mitzvah. Why? L'chiyot v'largish kol hazman. To live and to feel all the time that Hashem is with me, and to be happy with that reality. L'yiskor shu chelek Eloah mimamal mamash. To remember intellectually, right? It's a pe'ula in your head. To remember that you are a piece of Hashem from up above, as the son of the king. That never changes, no matter what you do. When he recognizes this truly, that will give you the power to get through the hardships, to get out of any fall, to go up to the highest levels possible, and to be successful in all of your avoda. Right? You can keep going. Why not? Right? We have energy. I haven't got into the footnotes. The footnotes are crazy. But that's where the main book is. But Vizat Hashem. So, what could prevent our simcha? What could cause us to not be b'simcha? By the people that serve Hashem, it's the main thing that causes them to fall to depression is when they see, or it appears to them, that they messed up and they did a sin, or they weren't successful in their avodat Hashem like they expected to be. Because when a person knows and recognizes the importance of the avodah, then the failure or the sin or the lack of success, it breaks them a lot. If you know how important it is to put on tefillin, you miss the day of tefillin, it's going to suck, right? You know how high it is, you know how lofty it is. When nifrat be'ezrat Hashem, nifrat be'ezrat Hashem et inyan lekama chalakim. We're going to break this up to a few different ideas so you can understand really what's going on here. The Yetzara tries very hard to pull the service of Hashem, us, right, the people that are coming to next to Hashem, into depression from these kind of things. V'alit palela lomed al arichut v'apratut ki reinu v'yadanu kama yikarim v'choshvim ha'dvarim ha'elu. He says here a hint, a little warning. When you're reading this, don't get taken back that I spoke for so long. This is very important things, and we have to go into them. Depression is the opening and the root for all falls. And the main thing that causes us, the people that are coming to connect to Hashem, to fall into atzvut, is on these things. The things that have to do with your service of Hashem. These are the things that mess us up the most. Therefore, it's important for us to learn this very well. And to return a stormy, you know, a battle, a crazy battle. We're in a war right now with the Yetzara, and we have to know how to fight him. En simcha biglal shenichshal leatchil michadash hayom. You don't have simcha because you've messed up. Start again right now, today. Start fresh. Sometimes a person knows that he messed up on a certain idea. He messed up somewhere. According to where he's at, according to his level, he slept too much, or he spoke about what he wasn't supposed to. And even more so if he fell to an actual sin, mamash, God forbid. And the Yetzirah comes and uses that to bring you down, to give you despair, so that you just stop doing the service of Hashem. And he says to you, kvar nafalta, you already fell. You're not a tzaddik anyway. There's no point in trying to make effort and to continue doing mitzvot. You messed up already. You're not going to be the tzaddik. Yeah, that's it. He wants to make you weak now, because of what was in the past. He's trying to use what was to make you weak now. Here's the problem. On one side, cheshbon nefesh, an accounting of your soul, is a very fundamental thing in Judaism. To be able to look at yourself and say, how did I act today? How did I act this month? How did I act this year? And for sure, a person needs to check himself and to feel pain anytime he messed up. And without that, Not only will you not fix what you messed up, you have no obligation to continue on. And then you can fall again. On the other side though, checking yourself and going through this cheshbon nefesh can cause a person to go into depression. What's the way? You have to separate the past to the future, in the present. Meaning, you have time that you set to contemplate on what was, and if that needs, a tikkun, and how to fix it. Right? What did I do? What was then? Is there something I could do to fix it? And how do I do that? But now, I have to continue pushing on forward. And don't think about what was. Only about now. Meaning, I did something then. Can I do something now about it? Is there a way to fix it now? Because I need to be focused on now. I maybe can contemplate on something that was, because I have the ability to fix it now. But that's the only heter I have to go contemplate on the past, right? To do something now. Like it's written, Hayomim kolot shmau. When's Mashiach coming? Today, if you listen to His voice, right? Meaning Hashem's voice. There's a hint, Shadam tzrich lachshov, a person needs to think, Shayom u'matchil et avodah. Today I'm beginning my service of Hashem. And to go into it again with renewal. Every single day, any moment in time, any given moment, you have to renew yourself. Specifically after you fell and after you mess up. And this is a ikar gadol ve'chichi me'od, me'od, me'od. This is a huge, huge essential part. Obligatory part, very, very, very much so, in order to be successful in Avodat Hashem. And this is a huge fundamental part of Judaism. Sheitzeich lishkoach al ma'ashaya. Kol ma'ashaya. You have to forget everything that was. And to start today, now, again, new. And to think only about the present, and to do it with all of your might. And this has nothing to do with ignoring the past or the reality that was. No, even more so. This is the actual truth. At any moment, any given moment that we have is its own avoda. Right? It's not always connected to what was. Every new moment is its own service of Hashem. Separate. Any moment that you have is an opportunity to renew yourself and to reconnect to Hashem. And then, with that said, even though we have to fix the past, right? We're going into Elul now, we're going to Slichot. Part of Slichot is becoming a better person and fixing and doing the accounting of what was and improving, right? What I have to fix from the past has nothing to do with what I need to do now. And there's no reason or no excuse that my avoda should get weakened now because of what was in the past. And in any given moment, Hashem opens a brand new opening to allow you to connect to Him. Where's the logic in missing out on my opportunity to connect to Hashem now because of what was in the past? There's no higayon, there's no logic at all there. This is only the advice of the evil inclination. Therefore, we have to make a decision and we have to feel that right now, brand new page. Clean slate, as we say. And you ignore everything that was. Again, not in a way of ignoring it, I don't have to fix it. But if it's going to affect my game now, it's part of the Klalim, the Tzadikim explain, that you can't do Cheshbon Nefesh, you can't go in and judge yourself if you're depressed. It's not the time to do that. First, you have to come back to a state of Simcha, where you accept that you're connected to Hashem and you're okay and everything's fine. And when you're in an expanded mindset, then you're able to go back and you say, you know what, last week or 4 months ago, I did that thing and it was really wrong. Now with my expanded mindset, I can go and do the tshuva that I need to do on that thing. But to think that you're going to be able to fix the situation right away, or you know, it's not the case all the time. Sometimes, yeah, it's a small sin that you did, or whatever, you missed mincha. So this, you pray 2 arvit, and you have to forget that you missed mincha immediately. Right? Do the tshuva and immediately forget that you missed mincha. But some things, they're bigger than that. And they might be very intense things. And it might be that it takes you a few years to get to the point where you're able to go back and fix that thing. And just the reality of our lives, right? Sometimes we do things that are beyond us fixing in the next year or two. It might take some time to really come back around to it. But that, you still have an obligation to do tshuva, but you're not allowed to miss shachrit now because you're depressed.
Yeah. Any bound tshuva that, like, saw stuff and did stuff takes years and years just to clean out his mind.
100%. Forget cleaning out the mind. Sometimes there was money that was stolen. There was girls. There was all these different things. Some of them, you know, according to the Rambam, it's only mita is going to be the kapara, right? Lo aleinu. But, yeah. People think, you know, in one day, that's it. I made tshuva. I'm wearing a kippah and tzitzit. I've been in yeshiva for 2 years. Habibi, nice. You did 20 years of sins. It's not that simple that you're in yeshiva 2 years. You're a tzaddik now, already. Yes, but there's what to clean up. You made a mess, you still have to clean it up. Amen. V'derech zo, latchil michadash, tzich lishtamesh kol hazman. This path of renewing yourself, you have to be able to do this all the time. Chol pam she'adam margish refayon or yirida, anytime you feel soft, you feel weak, right? And you feel like you're going down, start over. At that moment, like it's written, ani ayom yeliditicha. Today, I give birth to you. Right? Hashem, you're born again Jew at any given moment. So what is called a failure? We'll stop here, I think, and then we'll continue next week, because there's a lot here. But, there's a lot here. We'll do this one, and then we're going to... What is called a failure? It's a lot. So we're going to do it. What is called a failure? Now everything we're going to talk about is when we know you did something wrong, right? You know for sure that you did something that was wrong, okay? That's the sugya we're going into now. Sometimes the Yetzirah comes to you in this form of, hey, let's do an accounting of your behavior. Let's do this holy thing called cheshbon nefesh. Really, it's some coming to mess with you. You have to know not to pay attention to him at all when he comes to you like this big tzaddik. Hey, let's do an accounting of your actions. Meaning, sometimes a person did things and he thought that they were okay. And suddenly the Yetzirah comes to him and starts to say to him, you're not good. Why did you do that? Why did you do that thing? There's some opinions that say that's forbidden. That was not a fitting thing to do. There's a doubt. Maybe you messed up. Maybe you did a sin. I think you messed up and now you caused this and this. All these different things that he says. With these thoughts, he tries to put the person down to be depressed, to be sad. We have to know. An accounting of your soul that is pure is only the type that doesn't bring you to depression. The opposite is true. It brings you to strengthen yourself. And it causes a person to make a decision. From now I'm going to put more effort to be good. With a brand new movement, brand new, right? I'm not stuck with it. I did such an accounting of my day. But now what? That was good. I'm going to try to put an effort. Not that I beat myself up, but I'm feeling depressed now because I went into my actions. But this is a great principle. Kol davar, kol machshava, b'avodat Hashem, shegoremet la'atzvut ve'yush, l'choser cheshek l'amshich, mekora b'yetzara. Any thought that you have when it's to do with avodat Hashem that causes you depression or despair or a lack of a desire to continue, it's rooted in the Yetzirah. Ki mitov nolad tov. From good is born good. Umirad nolad ra. And bad gives birth to bad. Ve'im ha-machshava hazo noladim yehush ve'atzvut, siman shezeh mi-Yetzirah. If from the thought that you had, the outcome in your being is depression and despair, you know for sure that thought was rooted in the Yetzirah. So when a person feels depression and he feels this heaviness, this cloud, this melancholy, because it appears to him that he did something that's not in the will of Hashem, you can be for sure certain, for sure you have nothing to be depressed about, if those are the thoughts you have. Usually, these kind of thoughts, they're mamash sheker v'taut. They're lies and they're mistakes. And there's no obstacle here at all. There's no problem here at all. V'afal atzad shekenayam ikshol. Even on the side, you want to say that there was a problem here. Mikol makom u'eno tzarich la'asof b'zeh ka'et. Even if there was a mistake here, now's not the time to be dealing with it. U'mivan me'elav shebechol dvarenu kan. It's for sure needs to be understood that from all of the words that we just said now, we're not talking about isurim brurim v'alachot mukhraot. We're not talking about clear halacha, you're not allowed to, you know, steal this, you're not allowed to kill, you're not allowed to sleep with this person, you're not, whatever. We're not talking avodah zarah, we're not talking any of these things. Ela rak al chumot v'sfekot. We're talking about here stringencies, and this opinion versus that opinion, and this doubt, and this that, they say like this, maybe that. We're not talking about sins, right? We're talking about chumot v'sfekot, or dvarim shetluim b'madragat adam, things that depend on the level that you're actually standing at. And the rest of the ideas. If the thought arouses you to pay attention to something, don't get up, guys. And to ascend, then this is a very good thing. If by way of this, the Yetzirah is trying to bring you down to depression, you need to know this is not the will of Hashem. And all of this is not only on thoughts in the past, also on the way a person is actually acting lechatchila. B'davar shal pi alacha hu mutar, al pi shitot muskamot. We're talking about something that it's mutar, and there's opinions that back this. Elechoshev ulai tzrich lachmir kishitot acherot v'kadumah. Maybe though I have to be machmir and I have to go about it according to these shitot and these things, right? Ulai yesh kan eze baya. Maybe there's a mistake here. There's some problem here. In these kind of situations where it's about chumrot, or maybe I should do like that, there's this opinion that it's not okay. Im balo mizeh atzvut, yidash zeh lo ratzon Hashem yitbarach. If you have depression or sad thoughts because of trying to do a chumrot or thinking that there's this opinion or that opinion and I messed up, know that that is not from the will of Hashem. Omnam be'alacha gemura ein hadavar ken. It's pure halacha, complete halacha, this is not the case. Hashem Yitbarach gila lanu et ritzono betorato. Hashem revealed His will in the Torah. V'lechen rak al yedei shmirat halacha. Therefore, only by way of keeping halacha, a person can reveal Hashem in the world. V'rak al yedahu mitkarev elav be'emet. Only by way of halacha can a person really come close to Hashem. V'chol davar shenogedet halacha, anything that opposes the halacha, it's for sure not the will of Hashem. And for sure, ברור שלא יקבלו מעשייתו קרבת השם. From the actions that you do that are against halacha, for sure that can cause you to come closer to Hashem. ולא ייתכן לומר, it can't be that you're able to say שיעבור איסור כדי להיות עצוב. Go ahead, sorry.
What level are we speaking? Because like, בשר וחלב, originally you're not supposed to eat together.
We're living in the time of Shulchan Aruch.
Okay, but
Shulchan Aruch is halacha.
Shulchan Aruch says the Chumra.
But it's Shulchan Aruch, we are rabbis.
The Shulchan Aruch says it's a Chumra not to eat after meat, milk. He doesn't say it's halacha. He says,
but we accept what is written in Shulchan Aruch. And the most of Am Yisrael right now is it holds that 6 hours you wait. That is halacha.
It's a chumra. It says in the halacha that it's a chumra.
Nachon, but we're not getting in the diuk of what is written. The halacha, you ask any Jew, can I have milk after meat? He'll say, no, you have to wait a few hours. Mashma, the minhag is halacha. Wearing a kippah is not halacha. It's chum, it's a minhag. Jew takes off his kippah, he's making a wachad statement, right? It's not in the fine details like that. But what's accepted as halacha, right? In that case, I think it was out right here. That no, definitely, if you're mesorot for the past 100, 2,000 years, 500, 600 years, is to wait 3 hours, 1 hour, 6 hours, that is your halacha. You're not allowed to move from that, right? That is halacha. You add the milk afterwards by mistake within 3 hours and not 6 hours, don't beat yourself up. Right? That goes back to what it says, right? The shitot, yeah, for sure. According to the Torah, you're okay. It was a mistake, all these things, don't fall to depression now, right? But I get your question, but halacha, the ruach of halacha, not just the diuk of what's written in that specific seif. ולא יתחיל לומר שיעבור איסור כדי להיות עצוב. כדי לא להיות עצוב. You can't say, a person can never say, I'm going to go do this sin so that I won't get depressed. Right? I did this in the army, for example. When I was in the army, I moved from Jerusalem to Ranana. And I said, I'm in the army, I'm 21 days on base. When I get off base, I want to be with my friends. I keep Shabbat and I'm alone in my apartment with nobody around me. And all my friends are going out. If I don't go out, I'm not going to be a happy person. I'm not going to be able to get through my day. I did this for years, and then when I broke Shabbat for years, that was the beginning thought. That I'm by myself every Shabbat. I'm 21 days on base. I come home for two days. I'm by myself. I have no social life. I never get to see Americans. I never get to see English speakers. I have to stop keeping Shabbat in order to be happy. You can't do that. You're not meant to do that. כי זה כלל גדול שלעולם אין שום מצב שרוצה נשם יהיה שיהודי יעבור על ההלכה חס ושם. There's no moment that the will of Hashem should be that you wanted to go against halacha. Right? Always we look back and we see that there's crazy stories that led to Mashiach and that led to this and it wasn't according to halacha. No. Said it. But you going into something, you can never make the decision, oh, Hashem definitely wants me to break this halacha right now because I need to be, you know, happy.
After it happens, you could always tell yourself, like,
yeah,
it happened, I don't want to do that again. But
it was for sure it's on Hashem because it happened, right? But going into it, you can't say, okay, listen, I can't keep the Shabbat because it's going to make me depressed. Or if I don't watch this show on Shabbat, then, you know, I'm going to be depressed. No, you have to keep Shabbat. So if it appears to you that in order to be happy you have to break an halacha, in order to cling to Hashem I have to go against halacha, yida ba'ofen muchlat, know completely 100% shebevaday ze ta'ud, 100% this is a mistake. Ki ein kaze davar la'avor al halacha ve'ein ze simcha ve'lo dvekut ela atayat ha'yetzer. There's no reality that you can go against halacha for simcha. That is not what's called simcha. That's not what's called dveikut. It's all just an optical illusion from the evil inclination. V'rak al pi halacha ze mutar. Only by way of halacha is it permissible. V'yesh poskim shesovrim kach. There's poskim that say this way. Azay asher ofen klali. Tov lishtadel lachmir lechapes letzet kama shiyoter shitot. In a general aspect, it's better to try to get all of the poskim under the same boat and to do the best way possible, right? That should be the way to do it. He says this, he says this, he says this. How could I act in a way that all of them would say, good job, right? We should try to do that. Ki tzirich liyotzot letzet et halacha. We want to obligate and we want to fulfill the whole entire halacha. Bofen hachi tov, in the best way possible. Like it's written in Mesilat Yesharim, bedarkei hachasidut. Mikol makom, im ze mivi oto la'atzvut v'gulgul, en lo lachmir. Even though we want to get all the posts came under the same boat, and we want to be the best Jew possible, right? And to keep the halacha in the finest way. If it's going to bring you to confusion, into depression, into hardship in your life, you are not allowed to be machmir. Right? Your machmir, your chumrah can't come on the cheshbon of your simcha, for sure not on your wife's simcha, right? And on all of these things. It can't be. Ki achumrot enam kmo halacha. Achumrah, astringency is not halacha. V'lo chayav liot shu shehem ratzon Hashem. It doesn't have to be that the chumra is the will of Hashem. Halacha is the will of Hashem. A chumra doesn't have to be that that's the will of Hashem. It doesn't have to be. That's the emphasis. Have to be, right? Halacha has to be the will of Hashem. A chumra doesn't have to be. V'meile, im magish atzfut v'lachat behem. So if you feel some kind of depression or some kind of stress because you're trying to be stringent, ומפסיד לו את הדבקות והשמחה, now you lose your connection to Hashem and you lose your happiness, then what's the will of Hashem? That you shouldn't be stringent. Right? What is the famous saying on Pesach? Don't make your Pesach so kosher that it's not sameach. And don't make it so sameach that it's not kosher. Right? It's not... you have to make sure your house is clean, but you don't need to make it into a spaceship and make your wife want to go crazy. You have to be keeping the halacha. Make sure there's no chametz there. Lechen hadavar legabei madrigot shonot. So too is on different levels of avodat Hashem. There's levels. And any different type of mitzvah. For example, how much do you learn? How much do you go away from the things that you're actually allowed to take part in? Alcohol, whatever it is. How much do you separate yourself from these things? And how much are you suspicious on all these different things, right? Can I go to this place? Can I go there? All these things, these are levels in avodat Hashem. שבכל זה הכלל הוא, in this and all of these types of things, right? The rule is, שצריך להתאמץ, אבל רק לפי יכולתו. You have to put in extra effort, but only according to your level. And not in a way that you go into depression or hardship.
So right now, in Bein Hazmanim, I'm like dealing with trying to Shmirat Tanaim, but there's nowhere you could go in Shmirat Tanaim. You know, like, Shmirat Tanaim is basic. It's like, it says in
you
the Torah.
Count
I'm getting depressed because I'm stuck at home all day. And the kids are home, so I have to, like, be busy with the kids at home. But, like, If you follow halacha, you shouldn't go out.
No.
What do you mean no?
No, you have no...
It's too strict, but that's...
No, no, no. Reality. Exactly, that, no, no.
You walked out of the house.
That's not the reality. The reality... Guys, we're still in the middle. We're going to have the open discussion afterwards, but just to end this up, that the reality is you are not allowed to stare at a woman. The reality is not that you're not allowed to see a woman. You are allowed to see a woman because that is the world that Hashem created. The halacha is that you're not allowed to look at her. Meaning, if you see a woman and you put your head down, that is the halacha. Hashem did not create a world that you can't walk in the street. There's no way in the world that Hashem put you in a situation like that, that you walking outside in the street is a sin. For sure not. There might be streets that you're not allowed to walk down, but the world...
So during Bin Azmanim, that's the
situation.
It's not
during... It says
in the Gemara that if you can walk through a road...
Exactly. If you could walk through this road...
So you could always go around... So you could always not go to the Jordan River, even if you know there's less people there.
No, the Jordan River for sure not.
So what could I do during Bin Azmanim? Give me one example where I could...
I don't know. We're not getting into that now. But for sure... There is no prohibition on seeing a woman.
Going out of the house, I was kind of exaggerating.
Kitzur, guys, we're going to end up here just to finish this idea off. What is simcha? Simcha is connection in Hashem. Our happiness needs to be on the fact that we are connected to Hashem. Our happiness can only come from happiness to Hashem. Because what is happiness? Happiness is the feeling of completion. And we will never be perfect. Not in spirituality and not in physicality. We will never, ever be there. There is one thing that we can do perfectly in our life, and that is connect to Hashem in any given moment that we find ourselves in. You can close your eyes and say, Hashem is with me 100%, and I know that it is the case. And if you know that, and you have a connection to Hashem, the natural outcome of that should be happiness and tranquility, right? And our sins cause us to move away from that reality, and our mitzvot bring us closer to that reality. Our obligation is to get closer and closer to happiness. Why? Because even though it's not a mitzvah, even though we read that it is mitzvah gedolah, right? To be constantly happy. It's a great mitzvah. But it's not one of the 613 numbered mitzvot in the Torah, right? With that said, it is the only thing that can make doing all of the mitzvot much easier. And depression is the number one thing that's going to cause you to not do any mitzvah and to fall completely off of the path because you're not feeling perfection. You will never have perfection. Readjust your brain to understand that you will never have perfection if you're not connected to Hashem, and your only perfection that you could have is connecting to Hashem. And when you do that, then you have simcha, you have shalva, and we have to find this in our mitzvah, we have to find this